This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Should you find yourself in need of a place to sit and work for a while, maybe take a meeting or something, a place where you can get a bite to eat as well that is maybe one step up the food chain from your local coffee shop that serves only pastries and stale bagels, meet the All Day Cafe. Christine Mulkey is editor-at-large at Bon Appetit magazine, also a regular patron of All Day Cafes. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
What are these places, All Day Cafes? I mean, where do they come from?
Where do they come from? Well, in other times, you might call them a diner. But now that we have all these creatives going on, they've become all day cafes. And, you know, I was able to trace it from two origins. One, Australia, where many good things around coffee culture and food come from. And, you know, that's where avocado toast comes from. A lot of the baristas were moving to Los Angeles, New York, opening their own places. And all of a sudden, you know, you'd see at a place like Bluestone Lane in Greenwich Village, what? There's a breakfast salad with kale? That's crazy. But apparently it's not crazy in Los Angeles. And you still can't get a seat there, really.
The roots are in coffee, as you say, but this is definitely not the Starbucks.
This is definitely not a Starbucks, although I would be curious to know what happens when Starbucks thinks about, maybe we should serve dinner or some natural wine. You know, to me, it also reflects a change in our work culture. There are a lot more freelancers or quote-unquote creatives, and they need a place to go all day that's not Starbucks because that's not acceptable to this group.
So it is all about the food, right? I mean, you can get the breakfast salad, but you can also get – I mean, there's eggs on here and as you said, wines and all kinds of stuff.
You know, it's funny. The food represents also this fascinating millennial split between, hey, yes, I'm working and I'm probably going to come here every day or 3 days a week. So I want to work clean. I want to be able to make it to 2 or 3 o'clock without, you know, falling over. But also some days they might be totally hungover and they want a burger, you know. So these menus reflect both the super healthy, we'll call it the kale breakfast salad, but you can also get a burger. And yes, you can add an egg on that. You can have halloumi. You can have really typically seen as naughty moments as well. Everybody wants it all.
A lot of the people driving this are women.
Yes. And that's a great thing. You know, circling back to the idea of community, these are women who had their heads down in great kitchens for a long time. And one of the women I spoke with, Julia, at Cafe Rose in Nashville, she'd spent almost 20 years in New York and spent years in fine dining also. And she said, I want to meet the people who are eating my food. She envisioned herself as a sort of French madame who's working the dining room and getting to meet all of her customers and getting to know their kids. And they're not imposing this, you know, beautiful, perfect, creative vision on you and making you sit through it for 12 courses of their design. It's, you know, how do you feel today? How do you want to eat today? And this is how I want to eat. And it's kind of healthy. And I pick a little here and I pick a little there. And, you know, let me share with you.
When you walk into one of these places and you close with an anecdote, but it's interesting that you say you feel very much at home.
I felt truly taken care of, you know, and that was, I got a little weepy, I have to say. I had a really crummy day and I went into this place called Nourish on Greenwich Avenue. You know, from the way they treated me when I walked in to the way they, you know, spoke to my child and kind of spoiled him, even though they didn't know him. Like, I really felt like I got a hug from this place. And I wasn't going to get that at a Starbucks. They weren't even going to spell my name correctly. I would have cried harder.
Christine Mulkey, she is an editor-at-large at Bon Appetit, writing about all-day cafes. Christine, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.